Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to the fourth hour of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And our website, of course, franklyspeakingradio.com. And our phone number here, if you'd like to utilize your right of free speech, feel free to do so. 800-313-9443. Any topic is available for discussion. And again, folks, you don't have to agree with me. In fact, I think it's fun to have a little dialogue. So feel free to do that. Mary and George, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
I was just going to say I'm glad you like to have disagreement because, you know, people learn stuff. If you got people on your show that believe everything you do all the time, you really don't have any openings there for new information and give other people to hear different things and make their own choices. And I just appreciate the show. And
thank
I
you.
Really hope that I pray for that guy that he'll kind of get out of that belief he's got there.
Well, you know, and again, we all have to keep looking ourselves. I mean, nobody, and I mean this, no talk show host, no guest, and no caller has everything figured out.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so that's the good thing. We all have to keep looking. Nobody should sit back and be comfortable thinking that they know everything there is to know and they've got it all figured out. Because obviously, what would be the point then? Well, why else are we here other than to learn and to grow and to develop and to help others? So, you know, we all have to be a part of this. And I do think that, you know, and again, a healthy amount of skepticism is fine, but skepticism should be a place to kind of stop and catch your breath. Too often people get sort of dead set on something. My way is the right way and everybody else is wrong. And I think that's first of all, it's an elitist mentality. It's a lonely walk. And you're not helping anybody else by, you know, selfishly hoarding information to yourself and saying, hey, look, you're just wrong. Get out of here. You know, we all have to help each other realize different things and be open to disagreement, be open to discussion, and be open to discourse. So I'm glad he called in. I'm glad you called in. I'm glad we've got all these calls tonight.
Well, you know, I'm glad that I did find out that I was in deception. Like you say, some people, nobody should think they've got everything figured out because you can find out later on that you were actually wrong about something. So it's always good to listen to other people and then, like I said, read for yourself and check it out. And you know, being born in the flesh and being born in the spirit are very similar because when you're born in the flesh, okay, you're a little babe, right? And then you have to be fed milk until you're old enough to start eating food and then old enough to start eating meat. And then a six-year-old may know a little more about stuff than a seven-year-old does according to their environment and the way they've been taught. And it's the same way when you're born again in the spirit. You're born as a babe. That's why Paul said, why do I have to keep feeding you milk? Because they had been Christians long enough, they should have been able to take the meat by that time.
Right.
So we have to grow in the spirit the same way we had to grow in the flesh.
I think that's very, very well said, perfectly said.
Well, then I'll let you go and have a good night.
Mary, thank you so much. I appreciate the call. I appreciate the all the insight there and fantastic stuff. And you know, when you're talking about these things, there has to be growth, folks. There has to be. There's always something more to learn. And, well, hopefully the show, at least in the discourse and the dialogue, hopefully it inspires you to seek out some new truths for yourself, either to disprove or to prove something. You know, nothing wrong with that. Whatever direction you take on these issues, as long as you're honest with your findings, there's nothing wrong with that. Stay with us back in three.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Our open line edition of Frankly Speaking Radio continues with your calls, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443, and I'm tangled up in my mic cord. There we go. All right, Will in Missouri, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank, nobody likes to get tangled up in their mic cord.
No, not at all.
I think what I'd like to do is segue out of the great past and into the future by just talking just briefly about secret societies and how that in the early development of the Romish Church and through to the 1500s and a little later than that, mm-hmm. Secret societies was one way that people were able to preserve the knowledge of construction and whatnot that we had in the ancient times from Sumeria to Egypt and forward. And I think that altogether too often we forget about the persecution of people who were looking for and using other techniques like masonry, for instance. Mm-hmm. To build an arch requires an understanding of mathematics. It also requires an understanding of tools and how to make those tools. To build the cathedrals, to build the mansions and so on and so forth, required a lot of different skills. And then there were also people who were just starting to scratch the edges of more advanced mathematics and also science, early chemistry, and these things were considered to be taboo, and so they basically had to hide them from the general public and keep their techniques to themselves, you know. So we can look at a lot of the secret societies that emerged into the time of the Reformation and then into the French Revolution, basically as being carryovers from the past. But unfortunately, right in that same time period, from late 1400s into the 1700s, the rise of German Illuminist Weishaupt and others, that started to change what was originally the crafts and the trades, and they began to take on a whole new meaning. Mm. One Latin phrase that I have read and come across that is kind of interesting is it goes ubi materia, ibi geometria, ibi mysteria, and translated, that's where there's matter, there's geometry, and where there's geometry, there's mystery. And there's a lot of that, whether you look at geodesics or whether you look at the structure of cells and things like that, there's much in here. And I think it's only perverted when we begin to use technology for the purposes of command and control and changing the way things are. But if we could transition or segue into the modern, if you have the continual mindset that this is, you know, all over, or we're going into a tribulation, or we're anticipating a rapture, I think sometimes we overlook the things that we must do today and things that we can do. And a slogan that I've been using lately is getting vocal local. Instead of sitting back and wondering, or sitting back and waiting, or you know, it's like waiting for Godot, I think there are a lot of things that we need to be doing every single day, even if you're waiting for something higher to happen. And one of the opportunities for outreach that is available is forming groups. And one of the ones that one that I have been very much involved with for the last 3 years is a local property rights group. Mm-hmm. And that gives us an opportunity to get together on a regular basis and to think on not only the founders and our foundations of our nation, but also to bring in all of these many topics, you know, whether you're talking about Agenda 21, FEMA, you know, the hazard mitigation planning process, or Arkansas Communities of Excellence, whatever you want to look at. If we think about it from the standpoint of what is property, and what do we have to lose if we lose the right of property, if we allow the communist first plank to come into full play and the abolition of private property comes into existence in the United States of America in toto, what do we stand to lose here? And I don't know, what are your research on that?
On the Communist Manifesto?
No, on just the basic
property
on
rights
property,
in general?
On property itself. Mm-hmm. And on the importance of private property in the hands of individuals, mm-hmm. self-determination, applying your hands and your labor towards property, mm-hmm. As a distinction between the collectivist model or communal living.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's an excellent question, and I would say that it is a vital component. It's something we can't. We can't give up, but just like everything else in the realm of private property and the ability to own things and whatnot, there have been so many incremental advances made by the other side to take away those things. And I agree with you that we do have to approach these things from a local perspective, because that's when you're going to get the most things done. A perfect example, of course, would be in the realm of politics. I have no doubt that a small town politician is far less likely to be as infiltrated, as controlled as like a presidential candidate, for example. So I do think that it is distinctly possible to motivate people on a local level, to get them to react, to get them to feel something, to get them to take notice, to get them to you know, break their distraction for even a little bit and start paying attention. And that's why whenever something comes along that is so important to people personally, it's necessary to have an outlet for people to talk about such things. I'm a big fan of local radio And certainly I'm proud to be on a station here in Fayetteville, Arkansas. But, you know, it goes on and on like that. You have to have a way to get to people, a way to address some of these issues. You know what I mean? So I agree with you. I think that it is a vital component. It might be even the most vital, I guess, to our freedom is to be aware of these things, to be aware of what our authority is, what our rights are. So, yes, I agree with you. I think that, you know, when you look at this agenda and certainly the UN rewilding program, for example, we talked about that a little bit earlier in the week, this idea of moving all the population centers to one, you know, a couple of locations in various states and allowing nature to kind of fulfill, you know, whatever it is it would do. That's a disastrous idea. Yet I can see quite plainly how they might be setting this up to implement in terms of the CDC, SARS preparedness plan, the Real ID Act, and so on and so forth. I mean, there's a lot of different steps being taken that apply to that ultimate goal. So we do have to understand, I think, what the ultimate agenda is and work backwards and say, if this is what they're trying to achieve, let's look at all the different manner in which they can facilitate this, even just a tiny step forward. We have to just hold the line at the very least, I would say.
Yeah, as a phrase that I came up with that I feel comfortable with, and it seems to be effective for other people to understand, it's simply that it is, as globalism transitions from global to local, we need to mobilize and meet them as they come in on the local level. So this transition from global to local, you know, they used to say, well, think globally, act locally. And so we can kind of use the slogans of the global mindset and just turn these things around. From the standpoint of counties, for instance, out here in the hinterlands and flyover country and in many other places, but particularly in Arkansas, Missouri, and other places around this, we have relatively small counties, lots of them.
Yes.
But those small counties are broken up into voting precincts on a population apportionment. And where I live in southwest Missouri, our county has 19 precincts, voting precincts. Mm-hmm. And so with that, if you think about it from the standpoint of now we're, instead of thinking about it globalism, instead of thinking about the elephant, let's think how we can eat it one bite at a time.
Mm,
so
right
you break it down into a county system. Now take that county and go into the smallest, the most fundamental building block of a representative system of government. That's the voting precinct. And that's one of the weaknesses that I've found in the globalist process is that they have a county, let's say a Republican Party and a county Democrat Party, but there's nothing really happening in the precinct area except for the voting poll. And so by going in and let's say a person is interested in trying this in their area and they want to form a group, whether it be a property rights group or another group, they look at the county that you have and get a map that shows the boundaries of all the voting precincts in there. And then everybody can just take out the voter's registration card and flip it over and look and see where they're supposed to go and vote. It tells you what precinct you're in. And so that starts you as being the first contact in your voting precinct. And you just kind of expand it out from there. Now, in this county with 19 precincts, if you have 10 people in each of those 19 precincts, you've already got 190 people. And when we have typical voting turnout here in this very low population, low density area, we usually get about 2,000 people that turn out at the elections. If you've got 200 active people, you can get on the telephone in the week prior to an election. Everybody just call 50 people right out of the telephone book, right out of your exchange, no long distance, and you can basically hit every voter around.
That's fantastic. There's a lot of things people can do locally to mobilize themselves, and I think you're right on point. I think that is where it has to start, because that's where you have the best chance of having some success, and any amount of success is going to wake people up. Will, if you have more, you're welcome to stay on. We got a quick break here, folks. We're back in three with more phone calls from you and more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome. And our phone number, 800-313-9443. Back to Willow, Missouri. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, well, Frank, if we think, remember that government, as they say, abhors a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
And if we think about use a laboratory flask and just take an illusion here, a laboratory flask, you know how they have a tapered neck on them. Put a rubber stopper in the top of that with two holes. Onto one of them, attach a vacuum pump, and on the other one, put up a pipette with a little funnel. Now, when you turn on the vacuum pump, you can actually pull it, evacuate the flask, and it'll be empty. Now, if you just open the valve on the pipette, it'll fill up again with exactly what you just took out of it, with nothing but the air that was in the room. But if you open up, if you pour some liquid or a replacement element into the funnel at the top and then open the valve, the flask is going to fill up with what you had in mind. And where a lot of the talk that I hear I think is in error is that we think that by tearing down to destroy is going to be successful, but we don't have a replacement set on hand. Mm-hmm. And by temporarily setting aside the global, for setting aside the New World Order, and thinking on the local level, what we can concentrate on is finding people in right where we are who have an interest and the intellect and the morals structure to be able to become the leaders of not just the next week or 10 days, but someone who would be able to then go into a lower level office, a local office, and then be groomed, if you will, as a replacement. And this is almost a mirror of how the progressives and the communists came into the hinterlands and all across the United States and infiltrated. And so my suggestion here is to not reinvent the wheel, but take the system that was used to destroy the United States and then use it to recover the United States. Ron Paul can run for president. We've had many in the past, Michael Badnarik and others who've come out. We take the gladiators and we throw them out at the top, but they're completely ineffective once they go in if they don't have a network that goes all the way down to the precinct level. But if we start at the precinct level and begin to, you know, set that cornerstone and build that foundation, then we can go back the other way. And now this is not going to happen overnight. We weren't destroyed overnight. And so I think it would be foolish to think that we could be able to bring our people back overnight. But the idea that I have in mind here is you, by beginning local, you can go into, let's say you find someone that has an interest and put them on a water board, help them to get elected, or put them on the school board and help them get elected, or work in the health department, or work as an election judge, or work as a deputy. And that way you can control what is being added to our water by actually sitting on the board and rejecting the idea of fluoridation. Mm-hmm. You could sit on the school board and you could reject this this phony John Dewey type of materialistic kind of a curriculum as it comes in the door. At the health department, you could say no to vaccines. As an election judge, you can make sure that the election tallies in your precinct came out correctly. As a deputy, you could make sure that you don't abuse someone on the street. And as a sheriff, you could block federal intrusion into your county. So it all goes back, in my opinion, right back down to the very fundamental, the very building block, and starting this process of representative government, constitutional limited government, all over again from the level down at the bottom. And one thing that's so valuable here is as this transition from global to local, the United Nations doesn't have any jurisdiction in York County. It doesn't have any jurisdiction in Fayetteville. It has no jurisdiction here. But it's based on voluntary compliance. They have to look for a voluntary sucker. And so your town, your city, your county, your state, they have to say okay, and they have to bring it in. And it's usually it's accompanied by international community or state and local grants and aid. But we can begin right where we are and begin to say no to that. We're not voluntary. We're not lambs coming to the slaughter. We resist you. We say no to this. We will go back and we will find another way to finance this new bridge that we needed repaired, or we'll find another way to dig out under this flood or out from this ice storm, or we'll figure out some other way, but we don't want your money, because we know when we put our hands out for federal grants and aid, your handcuffs of control come on, and we just say no and be vocal local.
Well said. Very, very well said. And I concur. And I do think that, again, the hardest part about this whole thing is people recognizing that they have to shoulder some of the weight here. I mean, people have to be willing to do something, to get involved somehow. Yeah, I agree with you. That's the best way. Go ahead and start getting involved with your local politics. And I mean, I'm not saying necessarily just run around with a picket sign. Like, you've got the professional protesters. They just basically have, you know, a piece of poster board nailed to a piece of wood, and they bring a marker in there. What are we protesting today? Oh, abortion. Okay, we'll write that here. Okay, yay, here I am. You know, it's an excuse to get off work or whatever. If you're going to do something to be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem.
Precisely.
Well said, Will. Thanks for putting it all out there for us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for taking the call, Frank.
Anytime, my friend, anytime. Folks, that's how it works. You make the calls, I take the calls. Very simple. 800-313-9443. We got about 25 minutes left in the show. We'll resume calls when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and very excited to have you with us here tonight. As always, our phone number, 800-313-9443. A very interactive program here this evening. Open lines, if you'd like them. Ken in Pennsylvania, welcome to the show.
I'd like to talk about, I don't know how to explain it. I'm a firm believer that, what that last caller said, and I listen to my shortwave a lot. I listen to a lot of the programs, you know?
Sure.
And, what I'm seeing, I don't have a computer. I don't have the money to get a computer. I can't go to a website. I've been, cut off. There's no way for me to really get involved or communicate with anybody. You know, I don't have a lot of money. I'm just barely surviving. And, I'm really demoralized, really discouraged, you know. And I found out a lot of the people that love freedom, that love the Constitution, a guy like me, they kind of cut me off because I don't have nothing. It's like, I don't know. There's kind of like a lot of selfishness, greed in this movement. And it's like, you know, I used to go to church, but because I wasn't allowed to disagree, it was a patriot pastor.
Mm-hmm.
He was real firm in his doctrine. He wasn't allowed to think for yourself. And they kind of told me they didn't want me there. I said, well, gee, if you people are going to be like this, I don't want to be here, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of cut off. I'm kind of lonely. I'm living in poverty. I'm discouraged. It's like, you know, I'm calling you because you seem to be different, huh?
I hope so. I'd like to think I'm different than that.
Do you know what I'm kind of saying, like?
It's hard to say, because here's the thing. I mean, Ken, how long have you... Well, let me ask you this. How old are you?
I'm nearing 60. I've got chronic health problems, mm-hmm. you know. And I mean, if I had to, I mean, I probably wouldn't be much on a battlefield, but I would go, and if it comes down to that, and I hope it doesn't, I would go out and fight, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, what I was getting at is how long have you sort of been awake to all this stuff? I mean, how long has it been?
Oh, probably since I was in high school. I read John Stormer's book, and I've been following up on this stuff ever since. I listen to all the shortwave programs because I hardly ever go anywhere, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Stuff like that. And
well, I think the main thing... looking at it from that point of view, I mean, you've been plugged into this stuff for a long time. You probably have, well, obviously, you've been doing this, you know, involved in this a lot longer than I have. So I haven't had the same experiences that you've had. For me, you know, I do find it important to communicate. I find it important to connect. And that's why we do the show like this. You know, I mean, there are hosts out there who don't take calls. There are hosts out there who limit the amount of time that you get on the air. And so on and so forth. I don't like to do that because I think everybody has something to contribute. This is how I connect. You know, I don't really go out and do a whole lot of stuff. If there's something locally that's pressing, I absolutely get involved. I vote whenever there's an opportunity, even if it's just to go there and vote for one person on one ticket on one issue and just leave the rest of it blank. You know, I do anything I can. I don't go to church because I found that for the most part, you know, there's always agendas and whatnot. And as far as you mentioned about the church you went to as a Patriot pastor, well, there's your problem right there, is that everybody in the Patriot movement thinks they've got that their way is the best way and everybody else's way is wrong. And certainly from a pastoral point of view, I mean, being in that position, he gets to, of course, dictate God and God's will in interpreting what he thinks about the politics and everything else. So, therefore, how can he be open-minded in any capacity? Because he's integrated the two things together. Yeah, it's a difficult thing. I don't know why you feel like you're shunned or that you're not involved. I mean, you're calling into the show. That's how we do it.
Well, this is like the first time I've called into a show in 20 years. Like 25 years ago, we had a constitutional rights study group. But it kind of broke up because everybody wanted their way,
yeah,
you know?
Sure.
And they couldn't see, like the last guy was talking about, that's not the, you know, the issue. The important thing is to, like, try to get your freedom back, but everybody just wanted their own thing, and it just kind of, you know?
Yeah.
This area I live in is so socialistic, so brainwashed. Heck, I may be the only one within 40 or 50 miles that even listens to shortwave or thinks like this.
Well, I'm not sure where you are in Pennsylvania, but I find that somewhat hard to believe, if only because the biggest thing that I've seen is that people don't want to get involved. You know, and a lot of, and I'll be honest with you. Here's a perfect example. This is just an honest, this is not indicative of shortwave listeners by any means, but when I used to do mornings here on Republic. And we had shortwave for a couple months. Now, shortwave costs approximately, let's see, I want to say about $4,000 a month for this show. That's a lot of money. Now, when we talk about being poor, I know poor. I'm in radio. this is a very, very expensive opportunity to communicate with people. So a lot of things you're going to hear on the internet that you're not going to hear on shortwave, and there's a reason for that. What's a shortwave radio cost? Anywhere between like $50, maybe $20, up to like, you know, several hundred probably. A computer you can get for about $500 and internet access for, you know, $15 a month. So it's certainly more economical for people to invest in a computer than a shortwave radio. But the point is that when I was doing mornings, we were on shortwave, and costing a lot of money to the network to do that. I called for 2 weeks. I said, if you're listening on shortwave, give me a call. I got 7 calls, and of those 7 people, 0 wanted to be on the show. They wanted to be on the air. They just wanted to sit back and listen. I think sometimes people choose to be observers. They choose to be simply on the sidelines and not be involved. They feel that they have nothing to contribute. They feel like they have nothing to share. They feel like they just want to learn more before they interact. It could be any number of things. And on this show, I don't dissuade anybody from calling in. I like the calls. I like hearing from different people, different perspectives, and certainly some with a heck of a lot of experience like yourself. And then there are always the people out there who are hearing this maybe for the first time. But I think you're as, if you're looking to get involved, consider some things. I mean, if you enjoyed the Constitution study, like a Bible study, but for law and whatnot, consider having another one. Consider putting one together. Consider putting an ad in the newspaper. Classifieds are usually, you know, to some degree, they're free. Maybe for in certain newspapers they are still.
Well, what you're saying there, I've tried that. I didn't get one response, not even one.
Really?
Maybe you could just pray for me to go
out and send
somebody,
for you.
You know, because I'm like stuck here. Poverty isolates you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
You can't get out. You can't, with the price of gasoline, you can't get out. You can't do nothing. I used to be really involved in the past, but when that group fell apart, it just like everything fell apart. I've been looking for somebody, you know, but it's hard to find anybody without a computer.
Yeah. Well, have you thought about looking into the computers? I mean, there are different things you can do out there.
I don't even know how to use one. Somebody would have to teach me.
You go to the library. They'll teach you there. Find somebody who works there and say, hey, look, this is the first time I'm on this whole internet thing. I have no idea how it works. I remember my first time on the internet. It was in college. It was 1994. And I was like, what is this all about? And in order to go to a website, which they didn't really have back then, you had to type in lines and lines and lines of code to go to a text-only screen. So this is way back, and I remember I thought, well, this is kind of interesting, kind of fun, and there's no way to figure out how many different, you know, gathering places there are. So if somebody didn't tell you about one, you couldn't type in the right code to get there. So then I walked away, didn't really mess around with the internet for a couple more years, and then I was like, what is this? It's completely different than what I remember. So, you know, the technology and all this stuff is changing all the time. Nobody, and this is the amazing thing I discovered, very, very few people, I should say, are so on top of the technology and the innovations that they actually know what they're talking about. I mean, I have a pretty good idea how to research things and how to find things, but I think a lot of people have trouble with the internet. So don't feel bad about that. But, you know, there's no time like the present, my friend. Go on down there, check it out. You might find on the internet that there's a chat group of Pennsylvanian patriots, and you might find that they're right down the street from you and you never knew they existed. So a little bit of legwork on your part, it might be very worthwhile.
Well, what I try to do is when I'm out, I try to meet people one-to-one. I try to explain it to them, you know, how we're losing our freedoms. And like that last caller was really good, like what you could do about it and stuff like that,
sure.
You know. And they just give you this dumb, you know, that dumb stare, like there's nothing there, you know?
Yeah.
They don't. So I try to explain it to them. I realize, you know, that they're like at a grade school level. Try to make it, you know, give it to them a little bit at a time. And what I'm finding is, like, the people are mindless.
Well, you got to understand that this is, I don't know how involved you are with everything. I don't know if you have cable. I don't know if you have, I mean, you don't have the internet. That's fine. I don't know what else you do, But the world, it moves by at a very, very quick pace these days. People have an infinite opportunity to be distracted. And, you know, you look at the American public for the most part. I mean, of all the different countries, we work more hours a week and subsequently more days a year than pretty much every other country, with the exception of, like, you know, slave labor, you know, camps and things like that in some third world country. As a result of that, we get very little free time. So, you know, for example, when we get home from a long day at work, maybe we just want to sit on the couch. I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. I've got 30 minutes before I have to get up and do something else. I just want to watch a little bit of the game or something like that. So people, you know, they buy into the routine that they are a cog in a machine. And they go and they do their job until they can't do it anymore. They're exhausted. And then they try to look for a little bit of free time, a little bit of opportunity to do something. And for most people, that little tiny moment, half hour, hour, whatever, couple hours a day of distraction, they don't put it into more work, meaning research and learning and whatnot, which is really tragic. But at the same time, I suppose understandable to a certain degree. So while I share your opinion that the majority of people out there are stupid, I do have hope that they're stupid only by a lack of opportunity and not by a lack of potential. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I guess the reason why I'm calling you, because I'm kind of an insomniac, you know?
Yeah, welcome to my world, brother.
And you're different. I mean, I'm discouraged, I'm demoralized, but you do give me hope. I mean, you know, you're like one of the few shows on the shortwave that offers any hope.
Well, if there's one thing I've discovered is that the host tends to draw people to him who are like-minded to a certain degree. I try to be open-minded. I try to be able to laugh at things. I try to have some fun, you know, and I make stupid comments here and there. And I do that because it makes me laugh, because I like to laugh. I like to have a good time. And doing this job is a good time to me. Talking about the truth is a good time to me. It feels like a productive use of my time. I'm very, very blessed to have a job. See, a job that allows me to learn as I go. A lot of jobs are just mind-numbing, you know. And trust me when I say that there are days when radio burns me out. There are days when I just say, gosh, I just need to quit radio and go be a garbage man, you know, something that I can just, you know, leave my work at work and go home, you know. But when you're in radio and conducting a show, one person operation, because I do it all myself, with the exception of Manny there at RBN who answers the phones for us. But, you know, I book the guests, I do the research, I do the news, I come up with things, I call guests to book them, to confirm them, you know, emails, all that stuff. It's nonstop. And there are days when it wears me out, but then I think, gosh, you know, if I were a garbage man in Fayetteville, Arkansas, would I be talking to Ken in Pennsylvania? No.
Well, look, don't quit, because I appreciate you.
Thank you for that. I appreciate all of you guys. And that's why I continue to do the show, and because I get to talk to people like yourself and I get to interact. I'm not interested in fear mongering. There's a lot of shows that do that. And I think that when you sell fear, all you're going to get back in return is fearfulness. I don't want that. I don't want people who just sit there, you know, cowering, you know, under the covers, listening to the radio because they're afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. This is nothing. This is a temporary thing, brother. I mean, it all gets better from here. I really, truly believe that. And I think that when you look at it, you know, with what I'm doing, you know, the website, it's not even my website, but the webmaster, he ponies up money every month to do that out of his pocket because I can't pay him. He doesn't charge any money. You know, John Statmiller doesn't charge any money for the archives on the internet. I don't sell anything myself. I don't produce anything that I advertise on the show. To me, the show is about the content, and that's it. Now, if I'm trying to scare people into doing something, that's fine. But then, you know, for the most part, you might motivate a few people with fear. But more or less, you're taking the fight right out of them.
I found out that fear doesn't motivate
No.
people. It's not a... It'll last
it
for
cripples
a while.
Them.
It'll last for a while, but
yes.
then you give up. You motivate people by love, not by
yes.
fear. It's,
Amen.
If you have, like, I read my Bible, and conversions by fear don't last.
That's
okay,
exact.
You gotta.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I'm trying to say is there is a lack of love in the mm-hmm. Patriot movement.
There is
a very definite lack of. Mm-hmm. Of not only brotherly, but there's very little agape love, but there's like almost no brotherly love. Mm-hmm. Now, I do have one broadcaster, and I explained my situation in life to him,
mm-hmm.
and he shocked me. I don't want to mention his name or nothing. And I was just scraping up like $2 or $3 a month to send him till I ran out of money. And this went on for maybe 6 or 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then one day I put a dime on a card because that's all the money I had, and I sent it in to him. And I said, man, like, this is it. I don't have anything else left. I'm going to go hungry, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this guy turned around, sent me a check for $400, and sent me like 8 or 10 cases of this freeze-dried food for nothing.
Wow.
As I'm sitting here talking to you, I mean, it still brings tears to my eyes when I think about it.
That's beautiful.
I don't want to say his name because I know he wouldn't like it. Huh?
Hmm.
But that's what you call somebody that cares, you know?
Amen. Amen to that.
Because when you got chronic disease, you're living off of a fixed income, and then I have one family member left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I could end up homeless. Huh?
Let me ask you to hang on here, my friend. We have a short break, and we'll come right back, though, so don't go anywhere. Folks, stay with us. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
You bring it down, it changed my world.
Good morning, folks. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to the final moments here, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and we've been taking your calls all night. Ken in Pennsylvania, are you still with us, brother?
Yeah, look, I don't want to take up any more time, but I just want to say this much. I wish I could send you guys money, but I can't because I need every penny I can get just to eat every day.
Yeah. Well,
I really appreciate you and John Stapmiller. I'm really thankful for what you're doing. There's one person out there that really appreciates Republic, you and John Stapmiller. And just maybe keep me in your prayers.
Ken, I will absolutely keep you in my prayers. That goes without saying. And if I can help you in any way, and I'm not just saying this because it's on the air at all either, but like, you know, different things like with your health situations. You know, I know, like, we've talked about Colonel Joe's diet. You know, people who are really strapped, you know, if they call him up, he usually sends them a book for free, you know.
I don't want anything, just prayer.
I know, but if you have health issues, a lot of these might be able to be addressed through simple dietary supplement changes, you know, things like that.
Well, see, I do take some, and they help, but I can't afford, you know, a lot of them, like the expensive ones. I just take the cheap ones.
No, I understand. When I say supplements, I mean just additions to your health. I don't mean like pills or anything. Colonel Joe's diet it just talks about a thing called oxalic acid. I don't know if you've heard him on the show before. But he's written a book. He has 3 patents on the cure for cancer. And it also addresses cardiovascular disease and Alzheimer's and arthritis, any number of things. And what it's about is the thing called oxalic acid, which is present in most leafy plants, nuts, chocolate, wine, different things like that. So it's not necessarily like go to, you know, GNC and have to buy a $50 bottle of vitamins. This is just simply when you go and you get groceries or, you know, certain things you should stick with, certain things you should avoid. That's all. It's a very, very simple process. And, you know, we give out his phone number a lot. And if you need it, I will happily give that number to you, whatever you think. So you just, but please don't be a stranger, okay? I will be praying for you, and I hope that you'll continue to feel welcome to call in, because you are loved, and your contributions are very, very, very valuable to me and to all the people who have heard your call here tonight.
Well, thanks a lot, and I'll be listening.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. God bless you.
And again, if I can.
You have a great night, a great weekend. And
God bless you, and God bless Republic Radio.
Thank you so much. Oh, amazing stuff there. Ken in Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you guys never cease to amaze me. I really mean that. It's such a powerful feeling I get about interacting with all of you and being able to see things through your eyes and through your perspectives, no matter where they might be pointed or where, you know, you might be coming from, because that's what it's all about. If there's one thing that's going to save lives and save government and save society, it's communication. It really, truly is. And you look at it from the scriptures with the Tower of Babel and the confusion of mankind. If we communicate with each other, we break through that confusion. We break through the loneliness. We break through the sadness. We break through the fear, and we realize that we are not alone. And that, in and of itself, is one of the most powerful realizations. It's important to understand these things, and it's important to understand that even if you feel alone, even if you look around and it looks like you're alone, you've got God with you, and it's just a matter of reaching out there and talking to Him. He's just waiting. So, anyway, I apologize for all the calls we won't get to here tonight. But, hey, next week is a brand new week. We'll have lots of time for your phone calls. We got some really exciting guests lined up, too. So I will talk to you at about 11 p.m. Central Time on Monday night. Have yourselves a spectacular and blessed weekend, and I'll talk to you then.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado,